This Memorial Day, we honor those families who are heroes left behind. We honor them in appreciation for the sacrifices they have endured.
This year, as we mark the 60th anniversary of the end of fighting in Korea, we offer a special salute to all those who served and gave their lives in the Korean War.
Remembering on Memorial Day, the president, the last one there, and before that, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. How did you remember this past Memorial Day? It is such a definite mark, I think, in this country where we think it is the one time for some people when they're small children and don't have a connection where they had a family member that was in a war, have somebody that has served, that kind of thing. It is really the time that kids learn. I know when I was young and I had family members across the board that served, but that's when I really understood what it meant. When I thought, wow, you know, my grandfather could have been killed in the Philippines. And I was taken to a cemetery where they had a very solemn ceremony. And then afterwards, people were introducing people and there was a parade. And I never saw so many American flags. And there were hundreds of those kinds of parades and cemetery gatherings. The biggest probably in Arlington are big war cemetery, but others as well throughout the entire country. So Memorial Day serves as a reminder the price that so many have paid to protect our freedoms. It's the reason why we can kick back, watch ball games and talk about them and argue about calls. It's why we can hang out too late at a barbecue and have our friends drive us home. It's why we can watch bad movies. And frankly, the way of life that we enjoy where we have choices, which is why so many people wanted to come to America, why Lady Liberty was so big for so many Europeans, because if they could just get there, they would have a crack at opportunity, a crack at doing what they wanted to do. So for that, we thank everybody who's worn whatever uniform that they've worn and those that continue to do so. It's just a great, great reminder. Hopefully you had a chance to spend time with family, had a chance to get geared up for another shortened week of work, perhaps, if you were lucky. A lot of people choose to work on holidays, at least partially, because sometimes it's that overtime, double time thing. You might have fallen into that category, maybe. But I hope you got to spend at least a little bit of time thinking about, tipping your cap to the people in the past and booyah to the people in the present tense that are serving us right now. Speaking of being served, the people that represent us in Washington are off for the entire week. When they come back in June, there's a whole bunch of business to get to, including the messy aftermath of the IRS scandal. It's been put away temporarily, but there is an investigation going on at this point, and there's some stonewalling going on. So who was responsible for deciding that Tea Party, Patriot, or any conservative group was going to be triply vetted and not get that tax exemption approval or denial, frankly? If, you know, some of them could have been denied, but they didn't get to that point. The IRS is not one of our favorite governmental organizations, so the fact that this happened just has people carrying signs and protesting, saying that this is abuse of power, that this is a three-letter word or acronym, really, that has way too much power, and they need to fix the mess. They need to audit the IRS. So the cries of the people are being heard. This isn't going to just get swept under the rug. It's the timing. Investigators of the IRS have to be independent of the Obama administration, or people are going to say the conclusions aren't right. And some kind of independent counsel. And then they can be cleared, 1600 Pennsylvania or not, of what, you know, of what we know to be true or not true once it's all revealed. We need to have confidence in the people that are collecting our taxes. I mean, this is the revenue gathering gang in our government. And it truly would be tragic if at the highest levels, that's where the stonewalling started, where the stopping the people from filing their requests and not executing or denying any of them. And for doing this, in some cases, for a year, 2 years, 8 months, 9 months, the list of the complainers goes on, and they've documented everything. So this is not going away. And when it's politics as usual, this is going to be at the forefront, I think, and on the minds of a lot of people, the IRS, especially because of targeting certain groups. Now, there were other things that happened that certainly have not been kicked to the curb. Benghazi, the AP scandal, going through the reporters and the editors' records. But this one now has moved, I think, a little bit further up the ladder because so many people don't like the IRS to begin with, don't like what's happened to them with the IRS when it comes to taxes and how they get audited and their heads ripped off when they barely make $15,000. Quickly here, since I said at the top we're honoring the people who have served us over the years, that's Memorial Day, ushering in the summer and also remembering. There was a crazy thing that happened over the weekend. Unfortunately, all too familiar when you think of markets and how sad is this. About 70 people were killed in a bunch of bombings in markets in the Shiite neighborhoods across Baghdad on Monday. So as predicted, I hate to say it, I said it a lot here on America Tonight. We had a lot of guests worried about sectarian violence in Iraq once the Americans weren't in charge, once we were not in charge but had lended a little aid. So the Sunni Muslim Islamist insurgents and Al-Qaeda's Iraqi wing have increased attacks since the beginning of the year, and often they're going after Shiite districts. You had a bunch of just pure-out blasts that tore into the markets and the shopping areas all across the capital. Twin bombs, meters apart, killed 13 people. A driver hit another car and left, pretending to bring traffic police. Another car rushed to take him away, and right after his car exploded, among other people had gathered to see what was happening. So people were shouting for help, and it was just a war scene, blood all over the place, blood on the people. So there's massive tensions there. Think about it. The troops left in December of 2011. In December of 2011, and now we have Syria, which the conflict there is so fragile, right? And then of course, Afghanistan, which is a much different place than Iraq. But the protests that we're seeing is exactly what we were worried about happening when you try to take these religious factions, separate them out, think they can live together, and then they clash. Coming up, odds and ends, what you missed, in other words, while you were out hanging with the family. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance sad for me. I like to make my feel.
All right, coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. By the way, you can always throw in your two cents, IRS. Is it a faked-up, trumped-up controversy, or is it real? Come on, I say it's real. I don't care what your politics are, but you might not agree. You might think that it is trumped up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. By the way, Pete Sepp is coming up. At the tail end of the hour, we talked to him about the tax situation and, in particular, some of the things that we saw with the administration falling short on its budget. But now there's also this concern of what we're going to see with our health care, that part of the problems are up to 75 people could be hit by the Obamacare tax. In some way, whether or not it's the premiums going up, whether it's not people are going to be targeted by the IRS, that kind of thing. Because employers say they have to get bringing the cost down now. The New York Times did a story that showed employees who are used to $20 copays at the doctor's office and 500 deductibles are going to be smashed with a new reality. The new deductible could be as high as $6,000. Woo! When you have kids especially. And unfortunately what's going to happen is that's going to dissuade people from going to the doctors, which becomes a big problem when things aren't discovered. So the diagnosis is put off until it's too late in many cases. But a 40% tax on a portion of a health plan's cost that is over $10,000 for one person and $27,000 for a family. Boy, oh boy, and that includes what the employer and the employee pays. I mean, they're already feeling the pinch, so that's tough, and it's tough for people who have diseases and have things that have to be treated, and a new reality is just about to slam into them. So they estimate 75% of plans could be affected by the tax over the next decade. Stay healthy. Stay healthy, my friends, so that you don't get more stress and agita at what you have to pay that you can't afford to pay, unfortunately. So anyway, Pete Sepp at the bottom of the hour. A little quick sports shorts here because there are some things to talk about, including on the positive side. We've got two game sevens in hockey in the California series, the Los Angeles Kings and the San Jose Sharks. I love a seven because in sports, it's do or die game. That's it. Whoever wins, that's it. They move on, right? And now Chicago has forced it by evening their series with the Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena, no doubt, which is amazing because the Joe is probably the hardest place to play with the way the crowd is so rabid there. So they now live to see another day, a game seven in that series, too. Pretty cool. The Spurs eliminated Memphis. They swept them. Now the Spurs wait to see what happens with the Heat and the Pacers. The Heat are up two games to one in their series. And here's a couple of quick bombshells that dropped over the weekend. Colin Montgomery, British golfer of some note that if you watch any golf whatsoever, you probably know, or if you're all about American competition when the Europeans play the men in the Ryder Cup, you might watch even just that. But Colin Montgomery called the Sergio Garcia fried chicken controversy a mountain out of a molehill. And what happened was Sergio Garcia and Tiger Woods got into it over Tiger pulling out a club while Sergio was, this was weeks ago, trying to finish up. And then there was a comment that was said afterwards by Garcia saying that he would invite him over for chicken. And so that now has taken off. And the fried chicken remark, of course, we know how that would come out. It's just as similar to what Fuzzy Zeller and other golfers said in a different way. In 1997, when he was at the Masters and Tiger Woods won his first Masters, and he made the comment about inviting him over for fried chicken. So anyway, by saying it's a mountain out of a molehill, to be honest, he set off a firestorm. He says, I hope it hasn't taken away from the golf tournament that has been set up. It's fantastic. And he went on to say other things, not thinking it was very controversial. But you had this come on the heels of the European CEO saying at a dinner last week, talking about the fact that and trying to defend Sergio Garcia. His name is George O'Grady. He said that, that Sergio Garcia has lots of colored friends, colored athletes. He is friends with colored athletes in the United States. So, you know, the word colored, which was once used, I don't know how long ago, 50s, is now offensive and definitely antiquated. There's no question about that. So once he said that, it came out of his mouth and it was tweeted all over the place and he was criticized heavily. He came out and apologized. So things just get uglier and uglier about some initial remarks. As I said, this goes back to the third round of the Players' Championship when Sergio Garcia implied that Woods purposely stirred up the gallery as he was playing a shot. But then it now has just spiraled into complete ugliness when Garcia and his Ryder Cup teammates were at a dinner, and the MC, the Golf Channel Steve Sands, jokingly asked Garcia if he would have Woods over for dinner during the U.S. Open, and he said, we'll have him around every night, we'll serve fried chicken, ooh. And then, as I said, you have the European CEO say that most of the friends are colored athletes, and then you have the Montgomery comment. And Montgomery says, I feel sorry for Garcia, but that's me condoning it. I'm not allowed to feel sorry for him, but we're a family here on the European Tour, a close family unit, and we stand up for each other. I've played a lot of Ryder Cups with Sergio, and we are that close, and we should remain that way. It shouldn't affect us. Matt, you heard what I just said, that whole dialogue. It just seems, it's like a bad movie where everything's falling apart at once, where everything the protagonist does just gets worse and worse and worse. They just need to cut it and shut up about it, I think. especially the CEO getting involved in the middle of it, he made it that much worse. And then you have all these apologies that come out, and, you know, it's too bad. It's too, it's unlikely that what's going to happen at the U.S. Open is, I'm wondering if there's going to be any kind of controversial thing here. We have the PGA Tour's big moment, and Sergio Garcia and Woods will certainly play in the U.S. Open. So you wonder at whether or not that this bubbles up even more. And for now, Garcia sponsors TaylorMade, Adidas, all that kind of stuff. He gets like $5 million a year. They have would have canned him by now for bringing negative attention, you know, to their products, and they said that they've done that. So he has to be, he has to be worried about that with that kind of money coming in, extra money happening. So 4 days after this crazy attempt at some kind of humor at a banquet, this just shows you how things explode in the world we live in right now. It just turned into a firestorm. It was, the whole thing was odd how it came out. And Fuzzy Zeller, who, this happened 16 years ago, had a press conference, and he just groveled for forgiveness. But Garcia's not likely to do that, and he's in the middle of this, and for better or worse, this will definitely bubble up when he comes back to the U.S. Open. Definitely. And even Tim Finchem, the PGA Tour commissioner in the U.S., and George Grady, who made his own faux pas, have let him off the hook for the comments, and, you know, just have been supporting him sort of in the background and trying to sweep it away, just trying to get it out of the way. And, you know, Tiger Woods, whether poor judgment or whatever it is, doubtful that he cares that much about it in one sense, just because the heat is off of him if you think of what he's been through in the last couple of years. Admittedly brought on by himself with all the affairs and then that wild story breaking and then the breakup of his marriage. All right, we move on from sports shorts to Pete Sepp next here on America Tonight.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the president's budget proposal from just the other day. Pete Sepp joins us now. He's from the National Taxpayers Union. He's the vice president. We're going to talk about some of the things that you might not have noticed from the other day that kind of slipped under the radar. The budget, so late, 65 days late, as a matter of fact. You know, I had the little countdown here on America Tonight. Pete, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging with us.
Great to be here. Yeah, 65 days late and about $5 trillion short.
What do you think? We'll get into some specifics, but overall, the first thing that really sprang out at you when you looked at this proposed budget from the other day?
Actually, what sprang out at me was the number of recycled proposals. We keep hearing about bold new items in the president's budget, this chained CPI concept. Well, that's an old concept. It's certainly a new idea in the president's budget. And we have some more means testing of Medicare programs. I suppose you could call that an entitlement reform. But once you get beneath that superficial amount of detail, well, you get to a whole lot of proposals that have shown up in budget after budget after budget of this administration, namely tax hikes.
Yeah, and that's what we hate to hear because that's what we want to know. Here we are coming close to tax day, but then when all this kicks in, that's what you're thinking, taxes of all sorts in our lives. So this one hit me because somebody sent me a note about it right away, the federal estate tax. What's happening there? What's the difference there as part of the fiscal cliff deal? It kind of tweaked that, unfortunately, in the wrong direction.
Well, yes. What we wound up with in the fiscal cliff deal was not repeal of the death tax, which we were hoping for, not even keeping the death tax at the parameters that were in existence right before the fiscal cliff deal. Instead, Congress and the president decided to raise the rate from 35% to 40% and keep the exemption at $5 million, but index it for inflation so that the cost of living would not eat away at the value of that exemption. Not a great deal, but it could have been worse. And by worse, I mean now what the president is proposing to do, which is in 2019 undo that deal and say, let's have a 45% death tax rate and an exemption of just $3.5 million. I say just because that could very well not cover a lot of small businesses and medium-sized farms as well. And we could very well wind up in a situation where we have this industry once again arising of various accountants and strategies and the like to avoid the death tax. The problem with that is that's a deadweight loss to the economy. A lot of money spent on planning, trying to stay on the right side of that exemption and keep from having to pay the tax that could otherwise go into more productive pursuits. Or worse, maybe this will touch some businesses to the point where they can't stay intact. You get less tax revenue in the long run when those businesses are broken up and they no longer have tax-paying employees or profits.
Oh, yeah, not good. That 45, as you said, just adding it on, not at all what was expected, not at all.
No,
The other thing that is interesting and something that will affect everyone listening, you know, they always talk about the middle class, we're trying to save the middle class. But it turns out for anybody who's flying aviation-wise, they were seeing that they're going to try to raise more money by boosting, jacking up the passenger security fee. So what does that go up to and how much is that going to actually raise?
Yeah, this is called, of course, the passenger security fee. It's labeled a user fee. That's not really what it is. So what the administration's talking about is boosting it to a minimum of $7.50 each way. That doesn't sound like a lot of money, but then you have to consider that there are all kinds of taxes on airline tickets, an excise tax, an inspection fee if you're flying internationally, segment fees. It all adds up to a burden of more than 20% on a typical airline ticket. And so this would only worsen the pain. The whole proposal would probably raise about $26 billion over 10 years. Now, the administration says what we're doing here is trying to get the fees to more accurately reflect the costs of aviation security. Trouble is, 70% of that new money would go to the general fund of the federal budget. So this is not about aligning costs of security with fees. It's about a money grab, just the way it is, frankly, with energy taxes that are once again being proposed in this budget. The administration is saying we want to make the tax code simpler and fairer for businesses, level the playing field, and all that rhetoric, except apparently for the oil and gas industry, because the administration would punish them by taking away deductions and credits that lots of other industries get, but only for oil and gas. That's discriminatory treatment. That's the opposite of tax reform.
Yeah, well said. This is another interesting one that you could take me through, the budget savings, where we're talking about the same old controversies, really. And, in fact, you even listed, and it's right, I was counting them up the other day, the budget overview lists 250 what they call cuts, consolidations, and savings proposals that amounts to more than $25 billion. That's in 2014. But what does it really mean?
Well, when you think of these words, cuts, consolidations, and savings, you generally think of programs that are terminated or various spending items that are cut back dramatically. Well, the definition's a little more expansive in the president's budget. Now, we found that there were 159 specific items with a price tag on them that pertain to what are called discretionary programs, the kinds of programs that Congress appropriates money for each year. Well, out of those 159 items, 119 of them are warmed over from last year's budget. and many of them Congress has either rejected or at least failed to consider. So it's not likely that many of those are going to see law and actually start working to save taxpayers money. Now, if you look on the so-called mandatory side of things, the programs that sort of grow on automatic pilot, well, he's got 21 of those. 9 of them are actual spending reductions, but 12 are revenue increases. So when you do things such as boost revenues, to most people, that's not really considered a savings. That's really just another way the federal government is grabbing more money.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's one that people get very confused on, the so-called Buffett rule. What's happening with that to the wealthy taxpayers?
Oh, goodness. This is really piling on. Now, in the fiscal cliff deal, the Congress and President decided, let's go and have a 39.6% tax rate again, like the way it was in the Clinton era, slightly different income threshold for wealthier Americans. On top of that, we have the 2010 health care law and its surtax. On top of that, we have the fiscal cliff deal's new limits on itemized deductions. That's not enough for this administration. They're now proposing to resurrect the so-called Buffett rule, which is designed to ensure that very wealthy people pay a minimum tax rate. Well, we already have the alternative minimum tax that has barely been kept at bay through these so-called patches, keeping inflation from throwing millions of Americans into the AMT category. The fiscal cliff deal largely fixed that, but I guess now the administration's saying we want another crack and we're going to invent a new kind of minimum tax. That's what this Buffett rule is about, and it's incredibly complicated. The explanation of this, which has been dubbed the fair share tax, is incredible. I was reading the budget about this, and I'll read just one line so you get the flavor. It says, the tentative FST equals 30% of AGI less a charitable credit equals 28% of itemized charitable contributions allowed after the overall limitation on itemized deductions. Does that sound simple to you?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And it's going to be crazy.
So do you think that, I guess they were just relying on this, as you said it several times, and it's true, it's the same old thing. They're just repackaging stuff from previous budgets. So why did the budget come out late anyway? Because they might as well have submitted the same budgets before. I guess I just rearranging words and kind of thinking that we're not going to notice. Do you think that's what the deal was?
Quite possibly, yes. And to their credit, again, there are steps in the direction of entitlement reform. There are a few good savings in this budget, specifically farm subsidies. You would see an end to direct payments under the administration's budget, as well as excessive insurance subsidies for crops. Those are good ideas. They've been mirrored in some of the congressional proposals. But the common ground here is not as large as it's being portrayed in the mainstream media, and we're going to have a lot more work to do. Now, this is not to say that the Republican budget resolution in the House was perfect. That had many flaws. Goodness knows the Senate's budget resolution was quite flawed as well. But the administration's budget is even to the left of what the democratically controlled Senate ended up passing.
Yeah, crazy. Pete Seth, thanks so much. NTU Vice President, we appreciate the breakdown. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Final turn of America tonight. We're going to check the mailbag, but before we do that, could this be the blunder of the week already? Did you hear the story about a passenger on a flight who decided, you know what, I think I'm going to open the door. I think I'm going to do that. And he looks like he could be any normal person sitting in a coffee house somewhere, young guy, 23 years old. So, of course, he's in custody. He was on an Alaska Airlines flight. He tried to prop open a emergency exit when the plane was descending into Portland. His name is Alexander Herrera. He's going to be charged with interfering with a flight crew. He started making kind of strange statements, then he tried to open the door. The passengers once again come to the rescue. They restrained him before he could fully remove it. And they tied him up using shoestrings and seatbelt extensions. See, people aren't going to take that anymore. You have to be proactive. Ever since 9/11, it was a big wake-up call. You have to be proactive as to what's happening in your own life. And so as soon as they see that, nobody's just sitting there. The woman sitting in the exit row next to him started to scream when he started to open the door. Thank goodness she did that. So they responded right away. She just kept yelling, Somebody, please help. And they put him in a chokehold. They brought him to the ground, and that was it. Can you imagine? Does anyone have any string? How do we tie this guy up? And then the FBI comes. The Portland police are there, and that's what he was trying to do. Just look, and he looks very normal. It's like 135, 37, whatever it is, people on this plane, and he's just look like any nice, normalish guy. So you just can't judge a book by its cover, I guess. But you would never think that he would be the person that tries to open the door. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Sam, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. You've been talking a lot about the tornado and the poor people in Moore, Oklahoma. I thought the one bright spot was the story that I read about a guy finding a couple of $1,000 while he was picking up all of the what now is debris or trash in his area. It had to be just a one shining little tiny moment. So, yeah, I did see that story, and apparently he had kept money in an envelope, and he tucked it away on some kind of windowsill somewhere. And then when the house was blown to bits, of course, you think you're going to find that, and he does. He starts to comb through everything, and he finds the envelope. I mean, there it is. And could you need the money more? The public schools had $45 million in damage. I mean, this is bad. Lots of people donating to the American Red Cross here, and they so need it. And that's like that found money, but of course I've never found $2,000 in a pocket or something, but that's somebody who needs the money, and it's his money. It was money that he put away for a rainy day, and is there a bigger rainy day? You know, the Oklahoma governor, Mary Fallon, is pushing, trying to plow through all the hurdles she can to get the FEMA money there quickly and start to put things in order, because it's just that bad. It's like the people in Long Island where everything was flattened, some of those streets. But it is, I mean, it's a massive debris field. It's not a couple of blocks. Think 19 football fields. Crazy. Let's move on to another one. This from Jake in Austin. And Jake says, hey, Kate, I haven't actually written you an email in just a couple of days. I'm wondering, here it is, Memorial Day weekend, if there's someone special that you think about. I know that my father served in Vietnam, and I always think of him on Memorial Day. He was killed, and I didn't really get to know him very well, so it means something to me. I march in a parade, and I pay a close attention to things that concern veterans and families because it really touches me. Aw, that's sweet. We didn't know that. Jake emails us so much, and Jake, we thank your father for his service in Vietnam. My family, I've said this before, but my grandfather served, my uncles served, my cousin served, a lot of Navy and Army. It seems that was the two branches. My husband was in the Navy. He was on a ship. He was on the USS Stenison. I think it's Stenison. And he actually went after, the first time around, he went after Saddam Hussein. And they kept him out there in the waters waiting. He was on that big aircraft carrier, so he has some interesting stories to tell. But in my family, there was one lost uncle, but everybody else came back. Everybody who served came back except for the one uncle. And let's move to another one. This from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. America Tonight, I hear you talk about Syria, and you talk with a guy named Jeff Atticott. I really like it. When he's on the show, he pulls no punches, and he seems to like you a lot, Kate. I have to say that what's going on now with Syria is very, very scary. John McCain meeting with the rebel leaders. Do you think he has a way to detect whether or not they're actually Islamic terrorists? You know, the problem with the whole rebel thing is I agree with you, you don't really know who they are. So McCain went into that Turkey-Syria border area, and he was there with one of the generals, the leader of the Supreme Military Council, they call it, of the Free Syrian Army. So he stayed in the country for 4 or 5 hours. It was an unannounced trip. He met with the rebels, you want to call them that, rebel leaders, who are asking the United States to increase support of the opposition by providing a no-fly zone, airstrikes on forces loyal to the president, Al-Assad. and also by coming up with weapons. And McCain has been hot on the trail of this to doing amping up in Syria. And he says it's essential. You know, we need American help, is what Idris told him, who is the general. And McCain is pushing for this. He's one of the biggest critics of how the president is handling this civil war in Syria. 70,000 people have died. You can't deny the horrific things there. But McCain hasn't said anything about actual troops on the ground, but he is definitely pushing for weapons and for a no-fly zone. The White House said nothing about the Republican senator's visit, nothing. McCain wrote an op-ed for Time magazine where he said inaction in Syria would destabilize the Middle East and threaten U.S. interests abroad. So I don't know. Do you think it threatens our interests if we don't step into the middle of the Syria thing? I'm going to say I don't believe that. I don't think that it threatens our interests. I think it's a horrific crime against humanity. Assad is a thug with what he's doing, and Assad is a thug with what he's doing. But how do you know who these rebels are? Are you really going to give them weapons? Are you really going to go to extremes with not really being sure where they're going to turn? As much as I don't understand why we can't take Assad out, who comes in next? I mean, that's the problem in all of these cases. Who comes in next to be at the helm, to be the leader, if you will? What's the next regime? You certainly don't want anything worse, but at the same time, you don't want to let that stop you from taking somebody out. This is interesting. This comes to us from Bill, and this will be our last one, who says, I know you are the poll princess. I saw this when I was watching MSNBC, Kate, and I thought of you, and I scribbled it down. The president was at the Tomb of the Unknowns at the Arlington National Cemetery, and he told us to remember the soldiers that are fighting and dying and all of that. But what's interesting is the poll that I happened to see said that most Americans don't have a connection to war. And maybe this is part of the problem. People don't really believe we are in a war. If 67% say we're not in a war, they directly don't feel as though they're touched by it. There's the disconnect. Yeah, and I saw the same thing, and I would have to say, many Americans don't really grasp really the kind of sacrifice and the cost, certainly the financial cost, but how about the human cost on so many families? It is real, but if it doesn't touch you, it might not feel like it's quite as real to the next guy who it does.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.